You can hear me all right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, sorry about that. I know it's a lot of technicals to get ahead of.
But, you know, I'm glad Stephen was here, because when you're talking to me, you're talking Chinese, so I have no idea.
That's my great-aunt Claire. She lives down the hall from my grandpa in a Jewish retiree complex in Florida. Her apartment is bleached white, carpet, cabinets, walls and all, everything except her paintings. At 93, she still makes time to paint in the foyer of her apartment. She stencils geometric patterns, landscapes, and smiling suns for herself and family members. You may have heard Claire's accent in her phone call. She was born in Vienna, Austria. She immigrated to the U.S. almost 8 decades ago after Hitler's troops invaded on March 12, 1938.
So we lived through it a long time while Hitler was there, you know? That wasn't easy. Then they came and took our apartment also. So there was no question. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't go anyplace, you know?
Her family moved into another apartment near relatives. There was a storage unit on the top floor her father hid in during visits from officials. They would have sent him to a concentration camp had they found him.
My God, I never forget when once they came into the apartment to look for Papa. It was a very tiny apartment. Sure, and they went for my toys, to my dolls. The only dolls that I have were paper dolls, you know?
Claire had always been the creative one in the family.
My dream was to be a dress designer. I had talent, and I was accepted in the school a little bit further away to go to that school, okay? So that day, I'll never forget the first day that I got there. Before I even got to the door, on the whole block, it says, Juden verboten, no Jewish allowed, no Jewish people allowed, you know? We used to go to a park. There were signs on each bench, Jews are not allowed to sit here. I mean, it was just everything Jews.
Claire's family made plans to move to the U.S. amidst the persecution. They were lucky. Years before, her mother had registered the family with the Hebrew Aid Immigrant Society, an organization that helped Jewish people relocate to the United States. Her friends were not as fortunate.
Anything. I had a best friend in class, and I mean a best friend that lived across the street. They were going to the United States too. When they came to the American Council, they found out that she was a little bit of a sickly child. And they found out that they would let the parents go, but not the child. The parents never went because they wouldn't leave the child, and they all died, you know.
Claire and her family boarded a train due for Aachen, Germany, one morning in 1939. From there, they took another train to Belgium, where after 5 weeks of waiting, they'd board a Holland-American ship to New York. Until the last minute, they were worried they wouldn't make it. Claire's older sister, Betty, had the chicken pox. Her father had gotten into a scuffle on the train.
We were not sure we were able to leave. And then when we finally made it onto the train, and it was driving a little bit, and we see the sign, you're entering Belgium now, that's when my father started talking, and I felt like I had something on my chest all the time, and suddenly it fell down.
In the U.S., Claire's family settled in a Jewish immigrant enclave in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Later on, in 1983, she moved to Florida with her husband. She's visited Austria more than a dozen times since.
It was wonderful going back, but I could never, ever live there. I mean, I said that from the beginning on. Never. Once you live in the United States, you don't want to live anyplace else. At least that's the way we felt, and I still do.
For the Seattle Globalist and the First Days Project, I'm Max Wasserman.